her bachelor fairy tale.
I love you.
Crashed straight to the ground.
I love somebody more.
I trusted you.
ABC Monday, May 23rd. JoJo is back.
I'm the new bachelorette.
And she's rewriting her happy ending.
Bring on the men.
The Bachelorette, season premiere Monday, May 23rd at a special time, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
Hey guys, you are watching The Real Housewives of New York. I'm Ashley Daniels. Tune in for tonight's episode. It was crazy.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
New York.
Okay, guys, kick lines coming up.
I want to belt this.
You do?
Yeah, I like wanted to sing. Like, oh, Frank did the best.
Yes. Oh, Frankie, aww, you always have my heart. Hi, guys. We are back for another recap of The Real Housewives of New York. I am Ashley Daniels. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. I'm here with the amazing, amazing co-hosts of The Real Housewives of New York. We have Lindsay is not here tonight. We miss her. But we do have the amazing Courtney, who, if anybody remembers, we used to, you know, TBT. We used
to
recap together.
One night only.
Oh, yeah. Megan, where can we find you?
Hey, guys. It's Megan Stecker, and you can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
You can tweet me at Cohen.com.
And this is Fern Renee. You can tweet me at Fern Renee.
So we have, you know, Courtney's a big lover of New York Housewives, and like I said, throwback to the days.
We were talking about how I was Heather.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, did we have Heather in here together?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had Heather, we had Carol.
We had everyone. Oh, we had Carol with you.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
That's awesome. I'm trying to get Carol back. Carol recently looked at one of my Snapchats, so I almost died, basically.
We were so excited.
We all did. I, like, screen grabbed it, and so, like, now I've been trying to, like, talk to her, and, like, I think my new thing is going to be I'm going to literally do the face swap of Carol, because I think that will get her to come back.
We did a personalized snap and sent it to her.
She hasn't opened it yet.
But she hasn't seen it.
Oh. Well, we'll keep looking. How many do you think she has, like stacked up in there?
Oh, my
God. You know what I mean?
I can't even imagine.
I wonder if they have filters for that.
She is still, I mean, I love her. She's still my favorite. She's amazing. Yeah. Remember that day? That was crazy. She like got lost or something.
Oh my gosh, yes. We had to start without her. And she like pulled, like at the old studio, there's like a special spot like guests could park. And so like they like opened the gate and she like drove her little car in and like shut it and like let her in.
It was crazy. Yeah, she bought her book. It was cool.
Aww. Yeah.
Good times. Anyway, hi. Well, back to the present. Back to the present. Crazy episode, tipsying point tonight. And we finally get to see what Sonia has been working on for so long. You know, we've heard so many things with the toaster oven and everything and the fashion line. And finally, something that's tangible. We could see it. We can drink it. We can get tipsy on it. Tipsy girl. We've been checking some of the tweets tonight from Bethany especially. It's not looking so good. Megan checked on them. Do you want to give a little info on that? I know that.
I think she's trying to not be so rude. She's giving me a lot of just one-word reactions, kind of retweeting some people. Trying not to be super shady, I think, and let it kind of play out over the next couple weeks. But not super positive tonight.
I don't know if anybody listened to us last week and actually followed Bethany, but if you did, let us know on Snapchat. But I just watched Ramona's as well. She's getting ready for Watch What Happens Live right now, playing some Madonna music as of right now. So we're just like feeling like really connected to the Housewives tonight, especially because we're just following them on every form of social media. So we start off tonight's episode. Sonia's back with the facialist, the infamous facialist, and unfortunately, they were fresh out of placenta tonight. That happens sometimes at the grocery store.
She said she could get it on the black market, though.
Yes.
I'm like, the fact that you know that would make you, for me, like, that's not the kind of facialist I want. That's, like, familiar with the black market. Because, like, who knows what they're getting on there?
Facialist throws the best shade.
Really my gosh. Well, they flashback. Like, she's got her own flashback.
Ninth character on this show.
But Sonia is, it's funny because she talks about like struggling with money, but then she has like a weekly facial.
Yeah.
Well, she's among, not
among other things.
She's not skipping.
it was a stem cell on this.
The stem cell. She thought it was like semen. Didn't she mention semen?
She said, when they said the stem cell, that it sounded like it made her think of semen. I'm like, I don't connect the two, but...
And then the facial's just like, no, that's for free.
Yeah. Oh. I missed...
I didn't. And you guys, I think you missed it, because I didn't hear anybody say anything after that. So I was like, oh, I'm the only one with a sick, like, mind.
No, I'm laughing. I didn't hear it. Did? Okay. I didn't hear it. Okay. I've got a sick mind.
Oh, I know. You do. We all do, though. That's the number one way to get on this panel. Just be all in, because there's some crazy stuff on the show. Psychic reading tonight with Kim Russo. Oh, my God. I was, okay, so anybody that doesn't know, I interview psychics and hypnotherapists and past life readers all the time on my Periscope app. I'm obsessed. So I was all in. Was anybody tonight all in, or were you more the Bethany of the group watching this? A little more cynical.
I would say, y'all looking at me. I probably had like the skeptical look or something. Like, oh, she's like,
yeah, we
Bethany.
Did all look at you, actually.
But no, Bethany, I feel, I definitely went into it like Bethany. Very skeptical. I mean, I've seen these kinds of things done in real life. Not with a reader like she is. But, you know, like the card reading and some of those things. And it's just kind of like, they're so broad and generic. It's kind of like, well, everybody knows like a John. And everybody had a hard thing in their life last year. And everybody's transitioning into, you know, better things. And so, yeah. But I will say, you know, I wasn't on my phone the whole time like Bethany. I didn't leave early. I don't have a daughter, though, so, you know, but you know, so I definitely was buying in by the end, and when we were kind of talking about some of the different things that they were saying, and Carol then said, oh my gosh, I didn't tell her anything about any of you. She kind of course, knew about Bethany. I'm sure she probably knew a little bit about Ramona and Sonia. Well, yeah, Sonia wasn't there, but, you know, more than the newer gals, yeah. and whatnot, but, I mean, I got chills. I mean, us talking about it, so, I mean... I'm like Carol. It's like I'm not fully 100% in, but I like the thought and I like to hope that there's something more.
That's a good point, though, that you bring up. Ramona would be someone else that she would recognize. So it's interesting that out of all the things she could choose from that could be very easily found online, she picks something that really you could never know about, mm-hmm. which is the picture of her and her father that's in her Hamptons home right now. Mm-hmm. That to me showed, she could have picked anything. Could be like, are you going through a divorce? Like, I see the name M something. Like, duh. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I believed it. I just think it was hard for her because you have to, in order to like tap into your psychic intuitions, you need to have quiet, you need to be able to meditate and have good energy, and that got easily ruined tonight by Ramona. speak of the devil. But yeah, it did. And I didn't... how did you guys feel about Dorinda's reaction? Because I know last week Carol mentioned that Dorinda gets a little bit dramatic in situations. And yeah,
she got really angry. I thought maybe the anger level was definitely inappropriate for this setting when she got mad at Ramona's comment about, like, thank God that you're not going to be marrying John. I think she had every right to tell Ramona to, like, shut up, shut it down, because it's, like, enough already. How many times do they have to have this conversation of, like, you're going to accept him to be around me if we're going to be friends? Mm-hmm. But just the shouting and, like, Carol is the apartment owner, right. And she's like, shh, shh, shh. So apparently, you know, they were being way too loud. In that setting. And I understand her anger. I think it just got... It went to like a 9 or a 10, which she could have kept it at a 5 or a 6, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think she's at her wit's end. Like, if somebody else says something bad about John, she's just going to lose it, and she lost it. And I kind of don't blame her. Even though I think John is a putz, I think she should break up with him. I think, I don't know what she sees in him. I think everyone, all of her friends, should shut their mouths. Either don't hang out with her and John until they break up, or shut up. There's no, if you keep making snide remarks, you're going to ruin the friendship, and that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. See, it's interesting because I feel like she knows John's not right for her, and it's almost like the more her friends tell her that, it's like, no, I'm going to show you. And so it's like, if they would just shut up about it, then she wouldn't feel like she has to defend him, and she could break up with him.
You're dead
but
it's, on.
You know what I mean?
Yes, but she, like, can't, a parent.
She can't, they, like, it can't be a, like, friend-fulfilled prophecy.
Yes.
She has to decide, and the more that they say it, the, like, it's like the less likely she is to do it, because she's like gonna make it work. I mean, we saw the dinner. She goes like ready to pick a fight.
Mm-hmm. No, you're she so dead on. Like, when you tell your kids not to do something, they want to do it even more.
Right.
But exactly. Like, but apparently someone else is not really 100% John, Team John, and that is her actual ex-husband who is deceased, Richard, who tonight Kim Russo taps into the two R&R and it's not the regular R&R. This is Richard and Robert, the brothers. And Richard says he's okay for now, but he's not good for your safety. He's not going to be... He's not...
A protector.
He's not a protector. Yeah. And I guess we find out that Richard was very protective of her. And Dorinda... Before, so this happens before Ramona says anything, and you can see Dorinda kind of agrees, and she even in the confessional agrees to this. She's like, I understand. It's like, she gets it. This is good for right now. Sometimes you need a right now, because you're, it's just, it's better than not being with anybody.
She always says that he came to her at the right time, which sounds like he came to her when she was lonely. And maybe he is good for right now, and but he's not, you know, relationships end when you've learned all you can learn from this person, and her... You know, her deceased husband is saying, this will run its course. Once you learn everything you can learn from him, there's a life beyond him.
He's Mr. Right Now, not Mr. Right.
I think that's so important for us, especially as women. I feel like we're so easy to kind of, like, plan our future. And, you know, like, I don't want to say, like, you go on one date and, like, now you're, like, you know, writing your name with his last name on your notebook. But it's one of those things where it's okay to be with somebody and have it not be a forever thing. And I think as women, it's easier for us than for guys, at least in my experience, to be okay with that and to, like, remember that. And because I think when Kim said that to her, like, you know, he's good for right now. Like, that's what your husband wants, your husband wants you to know. She, like, agreed. Like, I think she was totally satisfied. And I think she knew that. And I think she's fine to not end up with John. Because it was just kind of like, this is what I need right now. And that's it. And then Ramona had to, like, drive it home.
That's the problem. She's mean about it. And you can tell she regrets what she says after she says it. I think we all can relate to that at some point in our life where we say something we really didn't mean. It's like literally word vomit. But it's just that she just doesn't know how to fix it. She does feel bad after. I mean, she's the apologizer. But it's like, at some point, how many times can you keep forgiving somebody? She just, like, they just... Yeah. Had an argument about this. Right. Like, it's, like, so fresh and new still. Like, the bandage has even been, like, it's still on. Like, I don't understand where her mind is.
She's crazy.
She's Ramona.
Exactly. Bethany, on the other hand, her father came to her, and Kim kind of noticed a little bit of, like, there's a distance between them, and he says, you know, don't say you will never get married. And Bethany's like, okay, great. And she's just like in the confessional, like, the cheese is really good, but I want to be out of here. And Kim notices that she's very closed off. She's not being very, very sweet to the psychic. She's just kind of like, she's not being mean, but she's just like, doesn't want to. I just feel like she shouldn't have went if she was going to be like that.
And had to leave early.
Don't even go. But sometimes, but we don't know the backstory. Maybe production made her go. I don't know why Sonia wasn't there, why she was there, when I feel like Sonia would be way more into it.
So into it.
I don't understand. But, you know, she did. There were a few things that were said, and Bethany was still like, didn't really feel like any of it was.
Did you guys think it was weird? I mean, I don't know. Both of my parents are still living. All of my grandparents, actually. But did you think it was kind of weird that she didn't know that it was the anniversary of her dad dying?
I think she knew.
You know what I mean? And it was just...
I think she knew.
The skeptical, like, the cynical aspect of not really buying into the experience and not paying attention and doing her own thing.
Put it this way. Like, she did. She said she didn't know, but then 2 seconds later, she Googles her dad's death. Or whatever. She looks up her dad's death. I think she knew, but she didn't want to say yes until she looked it up. She thought there was a chance that it was his death, but she didn't act like she thought there was a chance that it was his death.
Yeah.
And then she obviously looked it up because, I mean, in two seconds she knew.
But I mean, like, I have friends who, you know, they know, like, the week leading up to their parents' death's anniversary and the days, you know what I mean? Like, it's a heavy time every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so it's just one of those, like... If it was just a couple days ago or, like, the week prior, it's like, as she says, you know, the anniversary or the this, it's like, wouldn't that be something that would kind of come top of mind?
I would think so. I think it did come top of mind. I just don't think she admitted to it.
I feel like she shoves that shit down. Mm-hmm. Like, she is like, forget it. I don't want to think about it. Like, she's two terrible relationships with both parents.
I guess,
like,
that's true. I'm not giving that the credit it deserves.
I mean, she only ever spoke to him on his deathbed, and he never gave her the, like, I'm so sorry that I treated you like crap. I'm sorry. He never gave that to her.
True.
So
that's
She, like, blocked it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think
what she said.
Well, I think she knew. If she said... I think she knew. She's a super, super brilliant, brilliant woman. She's not going to not know that was her dad's anniversary around that time. It's just she knew that if she admitted to it, then that's going to open the door to having to hear what he possibly has to say, and that's really difficult for her. And, I mean, we all know what she's gone through. It's so friggin' sad. So it's like, she had to listen to that. And I'm sure the last thing she wanted to hear was any of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she might have been Googling, too, to be like, I wonder if this woman could just Google me, my father's name. And, you know, believe me, I'm a believer, but some psychic, anything else. You have to practice. You have to be good at it. Some are better than others. Some are total scams. And so this one she might have felt was not legit and wanted to see it.
That's a really good point.
Fern, I just had such chills because Dorinda and the pile of the pennies. That was has not read Fern's, I had such chills and I was like tearing up because I finished Fern's book and there's, so you know, all this symbolism of like, you know, leaving the coins from the other side. And I was like, oh God, I was like tearing up and like trying not to cry. And
got to get that book.
Everybody's got to read Fern's book better in the morning.
If you love the psychic stuff and you love, like,
I mean, I feel like all of you want to like learn about love it.
Oh my God, because, so cute.
Oh, I mean, it's about a New York City girl in Manhattan. Come on, she's single. She's looking for love. There's signs from the other side. Like, I think tonight's episode was all about your book.
Oh, my God, there are
no
coincidences. Everyone.
Yeah, that was crazy, though, when Dorinda said, I mean, we saw that nothing got me more chills than that balloon thing last time with Dorinda's ex-husband. But to know that the balloon and then the day after his death, she was on the subway or whatever, and there was, like, or some a tax. I don't know what she was, but she saw a big thing of dimes. She
Sees
those.
I think she said a pile of pennies.
And the fact that he told her that before he died, like, I'm going to leave you chains. Like, I'm going to show you, like, reminders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that it happened. Like, I don't think I would think to tell somebody.
You know,
I would in my family. Well, like, send me leaves. I get leaves all the time now.
Aww. Fern gets flies. I spotted a fly in the studio one day, and she's like, "This is my grandmother." Oh my gosh.
Anyway, enough about me.
Jules. Oh, Jules, guys, that was crazy, right? When Kim was like, "Okay, so I think you've been for many lives. You have done this. You're continuing to do it. You lead by example, and you help other women." Mm-hmm. I mean, that's crazy. She just admitted to Bethany about her eating disorder. Mm-hmm. So that is insane. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a good thing. It was like maybe she felt a little bit of hope in this moment because it's kind of vulnerable. I can't imagine what you feel like to know that you said that on air and it's not going to come out for like 8 months and you don't know how they're going to edit it.
Right.
And it's like scary. So maybe that was like a sign of like, you did the right thing.
I think it was. You know? I love her. Did you see her on the Watch
I really like her.
Yeah, I did. Oh my God.
I tweeted her. Yeah. I was like, she seems so embarrassed about some of the things that she said, and I was like,
it's a lot. I mean, I can only imagine, you know, coming on a show and having your life exposed and not just, you know, drinking a coffee or a cocktail with some friends, but the deepest, darkest, maybe not secrets, but secrets to the world, or, you know, to the viewers. Like, that's a lot to put out there.
So exposing.
I think she actually seems like a really nice girl, and I know they want to keep editing her into, like a dimwit because she has trouble finding the words. Like, I'm not an idiot. I have trouble finding the words, you know? So I think she seems like a really nice girl.
Yes.
And I like that they are giving her a platform for the eating disorder thing. And then it was legitimized tonight with the message that, like, you're going to be helping people.
I just feel for her when she can't find the words. Even like you said, Fern, like on Watch It Happens Live, like if you guys saw it, she could not find the words to express herself. And it's so frustrating because I just know that she doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And that's why it's happening that way. You know?
Because she's like a self-filter,
And it's, you know that everything you say, you can't take it back, and everybody's going to hear it. So that's a very scary feeling. Mm-hmm. To still be yourself, but have to be on edge.
Yes. And to know that anybody, because so many people are watching or listening, can misconstrue and take it out of context. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's one of those things, you say something, obviously, in context of whatever you're talking about, because that's what we do in conversation, and you go pull a clip out of that, all of us have said things that are going to sound crazy or horrible or completely against what we meant or what the conversation was even about. And so to have every word you say have the potential, I mean,
yeah, it's scary.
I mean, there's got to be, like, coaching for that.
Yeah.
I mean,
definitely.
Just to be able to, like, wrap your brain around how to do that.
Absolutely. That's so true. Is there anything else we wanted to discuss about the psychic reading? I think we got it all, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Crazy. Okay, so we have... Courtney, did you... Want me to continue? We're going to go over to the next part, which is the Bethany part. But
okay, well then, before we go on, you guys were kind of talking about, we were talking about the girls, and some of them are getting married and some of them are not, and like having a platform and a voice, and The Bachelorette is starting. What? It's May 3rd. It's ABC. It's going to be on Mondays. I'm so excited. There were rumors, I guess, at one point that it was going to be someone else. And then it's JoJo, and I don't know if you guys are huge fans. I'm a huge fan of that show. I still can't believe, like we were talking about, people coming into your life. I feel like Ben, he told her he loved her. She needed to hear that. I think she needed Ben to get over the other guy. So now, like, she's got someone. She has 26 completely new men.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And of course, every single one of them is, like, hoping to make her the one or to be the one for her. Of course, we always have the same questions. Are the guys there for the right reasons? Are they going to make a connection? Right. Is she going to get the happy ending she's always wanted? I mean, she's a Texas girl. Like, she's used to that Southern charm. So hopefully, this is going to be her, like, epic romance. And there's going to be some man tears, I think. And, of course, drama.
I love man tears.
So tune in. The Bachelorette, it premieres at a special time. It's Monday the 23rd, 9/8 central on ABC.
Yay. Amazing.
I love The Bachelorette because that's when the men are fighting for the women.
Right? Yes. Like as it should be.
Yes. I love when the men get like...
Okay. Random question. If we could pick one guy from The Housewives that would make the best bachelor, who would it be? Even if he's not a bachelor. Even if he's really married, but just like his personality, who he is from The Housewives.
I want to know which one you think would make the best bachelorette, like in the bachelorette setting.
I feel like Mauricio from the Beverly Hills.
Mauricio, yes, he's the best. 100%. Bachelorette, I would say Sonia, 100%.
Oh, yes.
She would
have the best time.
She's such a man-eater. Yes. It'd be... Perfect.
I feel like she already lives the Bachelorette.
That's true.
Bethany would be the worst, though.
Yes, oh my gosh,
no man would feel like a man on her. No. She's so perfect.
She would castrate every one of them.
Exactly.
There'd be no one left in the end.
Yeah. That would be the funniest thing ever.
She would be the person at the end that would be like, it's not you. It's not you either.
She'd be like, I'm marrying
myself.
Skinny
girl.
I can see her being like, I'm marrying my damn self.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god. Well, she said she doesn't want to get married again.
No, I don't blame her.
It'll be interesting to see, you know. I think, I don't know, as people were wired to want companionship. And again, even if it's not a romantic, even if it's not a marriage, you don't legally bind. I mean, that's honestly for her reason enough.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like where she's at, you know, with the financial side of things. Like she doesn't need necessarily to like lock it in on paper. But I think she's naive to say she's never going to marry again if what she partially means is like to love again, to find a partner, to be with, you know, to commit to just one man.
Right.
Like, because I think she will find that again at some point.
She totally will. When she least expects it.
Yeah, exactly.
It can't be set up. I just feel like it's although we did hear, who knows the shipping heir? Who said they want to hook her up with the shipping heir?
Oh, Jules.
The Greek shipping heir.
I think that'd be perfect. I hope we get to see it on the show.
That'd be amazing. Well, we did see that her on the beach last, was it last year? With some guy that's like, we knew he was like a billionaire. Remember all the tabloids? Was that him?
He dates billionaires, I swear.
Well, I mean.
I think Jason was like the only non-super wealthy guy she ever was with.
No. We're back to New York.
We're back to New York. That would be really funny. Anyway, well, let's reel back into the episode too. But I think that might be the guy that she was with at the beach. We'll find out soon. I'm excited. Okay. But speaking of Bethany, it's crazy to see her tonight working the same way. They show a flashback of her in 2009. She's still hustling like she has no money. Like she, in her head, is starting from scratch, and that's why she's so successful, because she never sits and feels comfortable like, oh, I've made it. She's always feeling like she needs to keep going. And I commend her standing
it's
in the rain.
Admirable.
How many of us, and I mean, really, I'll be honest, if I made $150 million, I don't know if I'd be out in the rain. I think I'd be out on my yacht, relaxing, in like Bora Bora. Mm-hmm. So I give her so much credit.
I think she's so smart in knowing that, and I think it's part of the reason she returned to the show, is that her face is the brand. I think she tried really hard to just be the business side of it, and to take like Bethany out of it a little bit, and it didn't work. It's kind of like her being out there being a buffoon on this show is the way that the brand is so well known, so she has to keep up
it's
appearances.
It's so interesting though, because she did the talk show and that didn't, I mean, it's not around,
no, yeah,
you know,
it
so
last,
it didn't
yeah.
go as well as it maybe could have or other things, and so I think it's interesting that, you know, she has her strengths and the things that she's really good at. But then there's also, like, she's not the one to hold a show. Because yeah. you kind of need a little bit more of a likability. And mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, she is direct. She is a hustler. She is that person that's, like, still out in the rain. And she's not going to tell you. You know, she's like, Carol, you want to get into business? You got to get out of bed before 11 o'clock in the morning. And it's not right. going to be fun. And it's not going to be pretty. Right. And I'm proud of where I've gotten because I know I hustled. And I still do. And that's kind of the attitude I have. And so with her, I'm just kind of like, no, you're not always nice and you know it and you own who you are, but it's also why you're proud of yourself because that's what's gotten you mm-hmm. to $150 million.
Exactly.
And probably a yacht.
I happen to think that her show actually was, I watched every episode, like I religiously watched every mm-hmm. episode mm-hmm. and studied her because I just found it fascinating that yeah. she was able to transition over. I actually loved it, but that's my I don't think everybody is the way I am in terms of watching a talk show. Like, mm-hmm. I actually enjoyed that, her personality on a talk show. But, you know, it's, you either like her or you don't. She's mm-hmm. not like Wendy Williams, where it's just right. like most people watch her and you know, enjoy well, listening to her. Like, you either like her or you don't. Mm-hmm. And that she, and I love that about her. But,
right.
but there's certain parts that she's better at and not, you know, as good at. in terms of, I know we're going with time. So, Sonia. So we see, we see John and Dorinda together. They have dinner together, mm-hmm. and really it ends not really well. Mm-hmm. Dorinda walks
she
out.
She went in, like, ready to pick a fight, I thought.
Yeah.
She didn't give him a chance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that he deserves one.
Yeah.
But it's like, in that night, mm-hmm. what did he ever do to her? Mm-hmm. Well, he was just trying to have a nice night. He really was, I thought.
It kind of was interesting that she didn't choose either one of them that night. Yeah. It's usually, like, she's usually siding with John, but upset by him because of a fight mm-hmm. with the girlfriends or them not approving. And tonight she decided, like, you know what, Ramona, you don't win by saying something negative about him. And John, you're not going to win by saying something negative about her. She chose to leave the dinner and be mm-hmm. like, no, I'm pissed at you. I'm done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rather than being like, don't say that.
She walked into the dinner upset too. And she yeah. says that. So yeah. she had a chip
and
on her shoulder.
And I love that because to me that shows progress.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's choosing herself.
Right.
And she's, like, trusting her own judgment mm-hmm. by making it about her. Because mm-hmm. she said, she's like, I only wanted this dinner to be about me, you know? And if he's not going to make it about me and it's only going to be about the past, like, I'm out.
I think she was frustrated because he wasn't listening to her. She yeah. was saying, yeah. stop mm-hmm. talking about this. And he was not doing what she said. And she was like...
She just kept trying to rephrase
she's probably
it.
She's thinking, yeah. like, they're all right. I should get rid of him. But she's digging yeah. her heels in.
And I think he drank before dinner, right? Because she's mm-hmm. like, oh, you've had tequila when she kissed him. So he mm-hmm. must have smelled like tequila. And he wasn't being super kind.
Extra
and he,
annoying.
Yeah. I think he... not so kind when he has a couple drinks yeah. and
in terms of Jules and Carol at Jules's house mm-hmm. I want to quickly bring this up because I want to know what you guys think about this. Jules opens up to Carol because Carol mentions, you know, what did you think about what the psychic said about you having a higher purpose and you know how you're supposed to be guiding women, and she says, I think it's because I'm a parent. And then Carol's like, no, I think it was a greater meaning. She's like, well, no, there's two things. I think it's because of that, and I also think it's because, and then she says that she's recovering from an eating disorder. And, you know, then we see Carol, her confessional, and she talks about how, you know, Jules talks a lot about food, has food around all the time. And then in Jules' confessional, Jules says, you know, Carol's a skinny girl. Carol's a skinny girl, so maybe she can relate.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if she was saying that she thinks that maybe Carol has an eating disorder, or because why would you say that if someone's just naturally thin? Why would she be able to relate to recovering from an eating disorder? I don't know. I would love to know what anybody thinks of that, because I'm going to go back and watch it again, yeah. obviously.
I thought it was interesting you pointed that out, because I didn't really catch it until mm-hmm. you said something. So I kind of took it as she was saying, well, Carol's so skinny, she probably gets accused of having an eating disorder. That's kind of how I took it, but mm-hmm. you could totally be right.
She I don't know.
Kind of, she could kind of be trying to be like, you know what? Everybody thinks I'm so skinny. You know what? Carol's so skinny, and no one's pointing the finger at her. So you could be right.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I am right. I'm literally right. just wondering, because I am curious.
I didn't get that either. You know, like, until you said yeah. I was like, oh, that's, like, a really good perspective. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought of that. Because I kind of thought more along the lines of what you're saying, or kind of how, you know, she's like, yeah, you know, Jules, she's like, yeah, people always tell me I'm skinny. And, like, I know they don't mean it as a compliment.
Right.
Like, if they mean it as a dig, but I just say thank you. And so I kind of took it like that's, like, Carol probably gets that same thing where
right.
people are like, oh, you're so skinny. Oh. And it's one of those where it's not meant as a compliment. Not necessarily accusatory, but just right. kind of like, They just have to point it out for who, like, for no good reason.
Okay, now
at all.
That you both say that, I think it's because of. I think you guys were right. I actually didn't even think of that. I thought of it completely from the other way. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it's more like she was saying Carol probably understands what it's like to be told that you look skinny all the time. I think actually we just solved the mystery. But I don't know. Maybe we didn't. Maybe I would love to know.
Tell us, Jules.
Jules, let us know. So then we have Sonia's party, and she's launching the Tipsy Girl. Bethany's not there, and I don't understand, like, for, like, with the last thing, it was Sonia wasn't there with the psychic thing. Now Bethany's not here tonight. I don't know. Did we find out why she wasn't there?
No, but, you know, I noticed Sonia and Luann weren't at the reading. Mm-hmm. And remember how I said there was the whole thing at the gossip months ago while that Sonia and Luann threw a fit about money, so they were kind of relegated to friend status. So even though they're in, I noticed last week, as far as everybody holding the apples in the show open, they're all flanking the ends. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like they kept them in the cast lineup, but they're very seldomly used right now in this season.
Like a main.
And I don't know if it's going to pick up at all, but maybe not. You know, like they're getting paid less because they threw a fit, and so they use them less.
Yeah. Do you think that that's maybe why Luann gave the re-gift? Because maybe she knew it would be a good storyline.
Maybe.
Yeah. She knew it would piss Ramona off, bringing the gift to Bethany.
Oh, the only time we're seeing her on camera is when she's literally just bringing up, like, you said this about me, let's talk about it. You know, it's nothing but conflict
instant
with her. There's conflict. Never any, like, her going to lunch with people, her having brunch, like, everybody else is having lunch and brunch and drinks. And she's showing up at a group event being like, what did you say about me?
Yes.
You know? So it's like, it's very like friend of the housewives. And she's not afraid to stir it up immediately.
Well,
so she gets the camera
time. Part-time before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Right. But then she
for
came
very
back.
Different reasons.
Right. Yeah. Right. Of course. I think it was interesting because, like you said, Megan, she does bring up things and that's when she gets the airtime. And so she brought up to Ramona, I heard you said that I'm a bad influence on Sonia. Right. I shouldn't live with her. That turns into an argument. And it's interesting because she goes, she brings up Turtle Time, which I thought was so, like, kind of like fan-like, like, almost like something that anybody would bring up that watches the show. Like, I mean, they're
like,
real.
Don't you know something about her
friends.
More? Because, we're actually friends. Like, that's the only thing I know about her because I watch her on TV.
Right, like, Turtle Time. That was, like, literally 2008. Like, on a boat when she was drunk once, but how many other times has she been, like, drunk? I don't know. Maybe that's the only time.
Maybe it's, like, a secret theme, though. We don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. But she brought up Turtle Time, and I'm like, come on. Like, that's something we would bring up. But it was interesting. And Jules is trying to listen, and so Michael walks over, and she's like, shh, quiet, trying to listen. Like, she's right, and you could see her body in front of them, like, listening, which was hilarious. But, you know, Ramona was honest, and also, Luann hears from Dorinda. Dorinda brings it up to Luann about the re-gift, and they kind of make a joke out of it. It turns into something kind of funny. She's like, I didn't re-gift anything. And she's like, and then she explains in her confessional what a re-gift really is.
But we all knew that, right?
Yes, of course.
Like, we all knew what that really was.
Yeah, it's not a re-gift,
like,
no.
So the thing about that was so funny is because, like, I was thinking about this. For instance, if you gave me a copy of your book in a, like, you printed it at home kind of way so I could read it, and then 2 months later it's released and you have an actual professional copy that is going to the shelves and you gave me that, I wouldn't call that a re-gift. I wouldn't be offended. I would be excited to have, like, the real thing.
Okay, let me ask you a question now. So now, same scenario, but Fern gives somebody else at your birthday. So she gives you the book.
The book, yeah.
Then gives somebody else, like, a beautiful purse that's engraved, and it's at your birthday. Do you feel the same way
about the book? Yes. About the timing, or about, like, why don't I have that? Perhaps not. You know, but as far as, like, being like, wait a second, you already gave me your book. I don't want your book again. Like, no. It's like, I totally see. You know, it's like, oh, that was a cheaper metal. It was a production sample test to see if it would, like, work in the market. Here's the real thing in rose gold, or, you know, whatever the specs were for the piece of jewelry. It's like, here's the actual piece that went into full production. Like, it's just kind of like, it's the real thing now.
I think it was bad timing.
You know what
honestly.
I mean?
I think Ramona was tacky and a total ingrate.
Yes.
But I think the timing is a little hurtful and embarrassing.
Yes. Like, well, and Luann used to do, like, the etiquette stuff. And, you know what I mean? So I thought, like, the first thing I was like, she gave somebody a gift at somebody else's birthday. I was like, Luann, you know better.
Yes.
Like,
money
regardless of, like, the re-gift or the, you know, regardless of what the two gifts were, like, she knows better.
Yes. Exactly.
So again, that might be one of those things things where it's like, I want more airtime, or the producers are telling me because they need to justify putting me on the show.
I mean, Luann could not know that that wouldn't bother Ramona. I can't imagine her thinking that was going to be okay. But maybe she thought it was the only time she was going to see Bethany. Who knows?
Mm. I just thought Ramona was in like total party form. She's always at a large group setting fighting and saying these terrible, awful things, and they all laugh it off. They're good enough to know, like, to deal with her. They're like, yeah, shut it, Ramona. You're funny. Yeah.
You're funny.
Because, I mean, if it, I felt like if it was a quieter setting, they would really have a real fight, and they're so just, like, not even having it. They're like, ha, 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 anyway.
It was such a Goodfellas moment. You guys know, funny how. Like, I had to amuse you. Like, I was waiting for that to, like, happen. Like, someone to just, like, give a Goodfellas reference. It was so funny. It was crazy. I'm surprised she didn't tell her to her face what a re-gift is. I don't want to say these things in the confessionals all the time.
It's true. Again, maybe she did and they cut it, you know? Because one thing I was thinking about why Bethany wasn't there, and I think it could go in line with her, like, short tweets and everything, is it wouldn't completely surprise me if she didn't have a little bit of heads up.
Right, she
opted out of going because of the conflict.
Right.
I mean, who knows? Like, maybe there's litigation. Maybe there's, like, things going on behind closed doors, off camera, legally, with everything. Because as soon as they trademarked that name, like, there are definitely people on Team Bethany, like, and I mean not, like, fan Team Bethany. I mean, like, business team Bethany, like, hired to track that, to find the people that are in, like, they have to enforce the brand's credibility.
I also think it may have been something.
Yeah, it may have been something like that where she didn't want to be caught on camera saying, reacting uncontrolled, you know, because, like, you're still human. You're still going to have your reactions. You don't want to say something 100%. Or support. Like, she's like, I don't want to be associated, I think she said, with you. Like, not just with, like, Tipsy. Like, I don't want to be associated with you if that is your company and your brand. Like, I can't. It's my brand.
Did you guys kind of catch the way Sonia kept bringing up Bethany? Like, you would only do that if you knew you did something wrong. Because what she's trying to... If this really is the situation, Sonia knew what she did. She knew that she used the word girl afterward. Mm-hmm. So, instead, she sets herself up to be like, oh, you know, I owe everything to Bethany. You know, Bethany really helped me with all of this. And then that way, A, people aren't going to bring up Bethany thinking that Bethany's pissed because they're going to say, oh, well, Bethany had something to do with this or she knows about it. Mm-hmm. And then B, it gets back to Bethany and then Bethany might get a little bit soft. Like, oh, well, I guess she used me as an inspiration.
The thing, she did keep bringing up Bethany in that way, but she kept using it in the way that almost I felt like was trying to justify the name, because she was like, well, Bethany always said you keep your mouth shut until you launch.
Exactly.
And so it's like, I couldn't have told her. I couldn't have asked her opinion. Exactly. She told me not to talk. And, you know, and the whole, and it probably is true. Like, I don't think Sonia is, you know, out to try to, like, take over Bethany's empire by any means. But it's one of those things where I think she... Oh, gosh, I lost my train of thought, you guys.
I get what you're saying.
There was a lawsuit, right? And it might still be going on.
Between their two companies?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I remember reading that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. You know, it's sad because it she knew what she was doing.
Oh,
you know?
I remember.
Go ahead, go.
That her, she said her business partner was the one that trademarked and came up with the name.
Was it Peter?
Peter.
So interesting, because last episode, Bethany drives by AOA, the restaurant, says that's the restaurant that Ramona, owned for 5 minutes or something. You know, that guy, Peter, is obviously working with multiple housewives. So it's not that anything Peter knows. I'm sure it's got out very quickly. He knows all of them.
But so it's one of those things where he probably, you know, like, it's probably not like somebody was like, oh, I have to say that you came up with it. Like, I came up with it, but you have to say, you know. I don't think it was like that. He probably was the one that came up with that. And either she's just not great with business and was naive enough to think that it wouldn't be an issue. Or she, like you said, like, flat out knew and was just kind of like, well, I just have to go along with it because it's my business partner, and kind of like, but, you know, you inspired me and you told me not to tell, so I didn't tell, and just be proud of me.
Or she knew because she knew it would cause this much
the drama,
like,
right?
Right, and it's not just going to, like, I don't even remember Ramona's name of her drink or any of these people's, but I'll probably remember this one because it's girl afterward and it pissed Bethany off.
So. Well, and if she got upset with Skinny Cow, which isn't even the same market.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I guess it kind of is, but, you know, and... I feel like it was out beforehand.
She was saying the opposite with Skinny Cow. She was saying, I wasn't stealing Skinny from them.
Right. Oh,
she's
saying,
you're stealing girl from me. She can't have it both ways.
Right.
Well, that's true.
Isn't
that's
that
true.
Good point.
Very good point.
I would be interested.
I could have totally missed
I would be interested to kind of No, you know, because Skinny Girl and how it, the first products she had weren't like an ice cream bar. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was the drink, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
And, you know, and so margarita. And so that's like the difference where it's like. You've got, you know, an alcohol product versus an alcohol product. Because even Ramona was like, wait a second. Right. Like,
mm-hmm. Now there's like
I have my, yeah. So now it's like alcohol. We all just like came out with our own booze
we
brand.
We can't think that, we can't assume that Peter, who also almost owned a restaurant with Ramona, didn't tell Ramona, hey, guess what? I just trademarked a name. And Ramona didn't just run back to Bethany. Of course she ran back to Bethany and told Bethany. Bethany knew, and that's why Bethany wasn't there tonight. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think. I just, it's
Peter
just too coincidental.
Ramona have lawyers who, before they... You know,
it's the whole thing makes no sense why you would do that.
I'm sure.
I don't get it.
I'm sure their lawyers.
Well, legally, I'm sure Tipsy Girl is fine. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm sure.
Right.
But when they when they trademarked and everything, they knew, or they said, you know what? It won't matter because it's going to be like in the spotlight and it's going to get so much airtime with the show and with the lawsuit and everything that. We'll be so known, then we can change the name, and we have the notoriety, so we have the company built up anyways. I don't know the strategy.
I do believe Sonya has such a big heart. I don't think she would... I go back and forth in my head. I think my final decision is she didn't intentionally do it. She didn't know it was going to cause this like type of problem. I think she thought it was like going to be like, oh, I'm the tipsy girl, she's the skinny girl,
exactly.
And like innocently thought that it was going to be good. Yeah. That's what I think.
And I would agree, because I think... She's not a great business person. I mean, we've seen, they show all the flashbacks of, you know, she's like the fashion European lifestyle. And Bethany's like, that's not a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't exist.
Right.
So it's like she didn't know in business. It probably didn't even occur to her.
Exactly.
That.
I think she knew.
There's conflict.
You think
you
so?
Do? I do. I think she's happy to
I
get
I think people
every,
probably told her.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's happy to wring every little drop out of this that she can. And
I wish we had the really
interesting.
Truth be told.
Shut them down. She's like, who cares? I got some money out of it.
If anybody needs it, it's her at this point.
Right.
You know, and it is a really hard, sad, unknown situation.
I'm just happy that Bethany isn't going after her on Twitter. And Bethany's not the type to do that anyway. She has a soft spot for Sonya and for Dorinda. And really for Ramona, too.
Yeah,
she does.
Ramona,
she takes a lot from them. She knows what to expect, what not to. And she has a big heart for them. Anyway, let's get into predictions, because 2 minutes left. And I am so excited
now,
for next week.
You're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I'm looking forward to Bethany versus Ramona, but I want someone to say to Bethany next week, like, don't you have enough? Like, let her have this. Mm-hmm. I hope someone at least points it out.
Yeah. Looks like there's a lot of fighting next week.
Yeah.
And Bethany confronts Sonya. It looked like at Bethany's place, at Bethany's Skinny Girl headquarters.
Yeah.
They were on the couch.
So I would bet, my prediction is that Sonya had to go there or felt she had to go there because Bethany was not being responsive. She was trying to stay not associated, and it took... The only way she was going to get the FaceTime or the conversation was to just go to Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, because the show and everything, like, they're going to let it happen. So they do. And then, you know, Bethany's just kind of like, I don't think she's trying to be mean. I think she's just like, look, like, this is business. This is my face, my life, my brand. And, you know, I've worked my butt off for this. Mm-hmm. And you can't just come in and, like, take a piece of my pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed.
You know, and enough is enough at some point, but she's in hustle mode. She's single. She, you know, like, this is her time. I think she's hungry and she's not sharing the pie. Not if she can help it. And I don't blame her. I would be, I think I would be more like her than I probably would want to admit.
Yeah.
If I was in a similar situation.
My prediction is next week is going to start out with all the housewives buzzing about the Prosecco premiering, and oh my god, is Bethany going to be mad, and it's going to be all the talk, and that's what's going to lead Sonya to go speak with Bethany about it. And I think that Dorinda and Ramona are going to fight so bad that they're going to be on the outs.
All right. Mm-hmm. I love all these predictions. You can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels and Periscope at Ashley Daniels. Where can we find you, Megan?
You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecker.
Same for me, except for at Cohen, C-O-U-H-E-N.
And this is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
Oh, and I've been Snapchatting as Sonya and Ramona and all the New York girls. So my Snapchat's at I'm Ashley Daniels.
Pretty epic.
I love doing weird things.
Watch it, seriously.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.